As I am recording this, it is the week before Christmas. Such a busy time of year, I know. My name is Valerie McKeon. You are listening to the Dear Creative Soul podcast. This podcast is my love letter to you, fellow creative soul, to help you on your creative journey. It takes a lot of courage to put your creativity and your art out there. So my hope is for this podcast to encourage you and support you along the way. What I'm sharing with you today on the podcast is actually audio from a video that I shared in my membership group, the Magic Makers membership. I was thinking about just this busy time of year, and often art is the first thing to go. This can cause a lot of frustration, maybe feeling guilt that you're not spending as much time on your art practice, your creativity. I was running errands, feeling that way myself, that I was just feeling very busy, feeling a sense of overwhelm. And I just whipped out my phone and filmed this video for the members to help encourage them during this time of year. I wanted to take that audio and share it with all of you because I just think it is really helpful during this busy time of year. I also wanted to let you know that I have an opportunity right now for you to get 2 free months in my membership. Like I said, it's called the Magic Makers membership. We paint, we talk about creativity, there are live calls, it's a supportive community. I have a digital monthly magazine as part of it. And right now, you can get 2 free months in the membership with the Magic of Soft Pastel online course. This is my signature course to learn how to paint in soft pastel and landscapes. There are over 50 hours of recorded video there. You can also save $50 off right now this week of Christmas with the code MYCREATIVEYEAR. My hope is that if you are feeling a tug to explore a new form of art expression, if you're feeling a pull to delve deeper into your art, I just want to encourage you that those feelings and that pull is there for a reason, to listen to that, to make 2024 your creative year, the time that you stand up and say, my creativity is important. It is worth time. It is worth money investing in yourself and investing in your creativity. Every time I have felt that pull for myself and I followed it, I have never, ever once regretted it. When I just feel that tug to try something, often it can just feel like a piece of my heart that is suddenly found. It makes me feel like I've come alive, and it's just so important. So if you are feeling that, I want to make this easy for you to jump in, say yes to yourself. So again, it is $50 off the course using code MYCREATIVEYEAR. And then as part of signing up for the Magic of Soft Pastel online course, you will receive those 2 free months in the Magic Makers membership for live support. I would just love to see you inside the membership. So to sign up for the Magic of Soft Pastel online course, go to valeriemckeon.com/courses. And if you want to check out the membership as well, that is at valeriemckeon.com/membership. I wanted to share a few thoughts with you as we are in this really busy season. I know for me, we had family in town and then I got sick. Still fighting that. My daughter is sick. It just seems like this time of year, there's just a lot. And our creativity, our art practice can often take a back seat in times like this. I want to tell you that that is okay. That happens.
it's not something to feel all of this anxiety and guilt over. It's okay to go through those very natural ebbs and flows of your creativity, of feeling inspired. And sometimes life is just life, and it's busy and it happens. And I want to encourage you that if you're feeling that kind of guilt or like, oh, I haven't been able to devote as much time and it's feeling kind of stressful, I want to remind you that so much of being an artist is what happens away from the easel and away from creating your art. You are going to take just who you are and how you live and operate in this world. And that is like you're inputting all of this data inside, the way that you operate, the way that you see the world. And when you can turn on an awareness to that, and even in your running your errands, I'm out, I'm running errands. It's like even in those times, if you just turn some awareness to what is here for me, what's here for me to see, what's here for me to notice. Is it a color? Is it a certain pattern in the branches? Is it just the way, even the way that you feel, your thoughts that are coming in, just even in doing these mundane tasks or just this time of year, the things that we have to do. If you can just shift your attention a little bit to what is here for me now, then you can become a sponge for all of this inspiration to come, because so much of being an artist is that. I heard a quote that it said, if you want to work on your life, or if you want to work on your art, work on your life. And I think that that's such a good reminder that it's not about constantly cranking out art and hustle and grind. And it's not about that. Often it's stepping back and almost being in this mode of receptivity and not beating yourself up for, I should be doing this, or I'm not doing this. Or maybe you feel you want to do more, you want to paint, you're having all of these ideas, but it's schedules aren't allowing, and it's just this busy time, and you're getting just kind of angsty and frustrated about it. But instead, just recognizing this is what it is right now, but I'm going to be open and receptive to whatever is here for me right now in my life that I can think about, that I can mull over, and just think about that quote, to work on your art, work on your life, and know that as you're just operating in the world, you are still working on your art. I think the biggest thing is not to heap on the guilt and not to heap on the shame, and just knowing sometimes it's just like that, and that doesn't mean that there's anything wrong. Also, that we're talking about a busy time of year, but also there are just times and seasons in your art and in your creativity where you're just not feeling it. And maybe when you're stepping up to the easel, you're just not happy with what you're producing, and it's starting to feel frustrating, and you're questioning yourself and you're questioning your abilities. But I want to tell you that that is normal, and that is okay too. And if we didn't have those periods where it was a little bit of a downward, then you wouldn't feel that excitement and that exhilaration of when you are lit up and when you are in the zone. We need that contrast. I don't know about you, but I have been complaining so much lately about how dark that it gets now. It's dark by 5 o'clock and I just found myself complaining about it every single day. Like, oh, I'm so tired and I'm not getting as much done and it's dark and it's, oh, it feels like midnight and it's 8 o'clock at night. And I've been saying all these things. And then it occurred to me, stop doing that. Maybe this is the point. Maybe it's supposed to be dark right now because there's something in that. There's something about embracing that darkness. And maybe I do feel more tired than normal. Maybe I need to listen to that. Maybe when it gets dark at 5 and my inclination was to keep pushing through for a couple hours and keep producing and producing, maybe the inclination needs to be to stop and to pause and to go inward. And we wouldn't have the feeling of the light in the summer. We wouldn't have these long, glorious summer days if we didn't know how dark it gets in the winter. And there's a time for the wintering. There's a time to recognize that cycle. And instead of fighting against it, to just sort of succumb to it and say, okay, this is what it is. It gets dark earlier. My body feels differently when it gets dark earlier. And I'm going to listen to that. And I'm going to turn inward instead of just like having all of this angst and like bucking against that happening. I think the same can be true with your art practice. If you're just in this period of this busy season, whatever that looks like for you, just, I would say to first notice it. Just notice where you're at. Get curious about that voice that's in your head. Is it throwing shame at you? Is it throwing guilt at you? Is it throwing all of the shoulds at you? I should do this and I should be doing this and I should feel better when I do this and I should be able to be farther along. All those shoulds. Get rid of the word should from your vocabulary and just notice where you're at. Just notice what's coming up. Make friends with that voice inside. And if she's mean, make friends with her too. And just get curious. Why are you mean? Why are you upset? Is it that it's getting darker? Is it that you're in a period of not so much producing right now, and you're in a period of more wintering, and maybe instead of outputting yourself, you're in a period of receptivity? Maybe you are just meant to be a vessel right now for the information to come in, for the noticing to come in. This might be a time to journal more than you're painting. Whatever that is for you, I would just encourage you to listen to that voice, not with judgment, but make friends with that voice, get curious about that voice, and know that if you are finding yourself in any one of these dips, it's all normal. It's all part of it. As artists, you are not meant to produce like a machine. You are not a machine. You're an artist. You are constantly changing. You're constantly living in your world and in your life and developing. You are not meant to be in this constant produce, produce, produce mode. There is a time and there is a space for turning more inward into that receptivity. And so if you are there, I just want to encourage you in that. It is completely normal. And that contrast is what is going to make the times when you are in that produce mode where it just feels like, wow, I'm on fire. I'm just having these successful times in the studio and it feels so good. The reason it's going to feel so good is because of the contrast. So I hope that encourages you, and I will talk to you all soon.
I absolutely love hanging out with members in the Facebook group, offering this encouragement, the live calls. If that is something that you are interested in, I just want to remind you again to check out the Magic Makers membership. And I'm running a promotion right now for $50 off my signature course, which is the Magic of Soft Pastel online course. Along with that comes with 2 free months in the Magic Makers membership. That is with coupon code MYCREATIVEYEAR at valeriemckeon.com/courses. Or if you just want to check out the membership without the course, I would absolutely love to have you. You can check out valeriemckeon.com/membership. It would be such an honor to journey with you in this way in 2024. Just really celebrate you, celebrate your creativity, and just with the other kindred spirits in the group. It's really just a wonderful community. I also wanted to thank you for being here. It's almost a year of the Dear Creative Soul podcast. I can't believe it. And I just appreciate every review, every share so much. The podcast hit 10,000 downloads last week, which was just a really big milestone. I really, really appreciate it. Happy holidays to you. Merry Christmas. And I will talk to you next time. Bye.